This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel faces a widening conflict as deadly violence continues across the West Bank with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense in over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to 126. Hamas, Islamist, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave have launched more than 2,000 rockets at Israel since Monday, killing nine people, with air raid sirens wailing across the country throughout the week against the blast of its missile defense system. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashes with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel, according to Lebanon's state news agency NNA. The Israeli military had earlier claimed a number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, and then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. A French court on Friday upheld a police ban on a pro-Palestinian demonstration planned for Saturday in Paris, but the organizers said they were not canceling the march. Police fear a repeat of clashes during a similar protest in 2014 and worry about Jewish sites being attacked. Organizers claim there are about 30 groups planning action Saturday, and despite violence in the French capital 7 years ago, they say there have been no problems and many protests since.